God is God, then I guess he can do anything, right? Even deal with the most difficult issue or circumstance in our life, right? Question is, though, if God really is God, do you actually believe that he can do that in your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me again. Today we're going to be chatting about the new things that God wants to do in your life from a different perspective. It's just great to be with you again today. Let me ask you, do you ever look around at other people and compare yourself with them? You know, the people at work, the people you know socially. It's so easy to look at others and think, well, they've got a fantastic life. Look at me, look at my marriage or my job or my loneliness or my body or my self-esteem. I love looking at the wonder of God's creation. You know why? Because it reminds me that God is a God of new beginnings. I have a hunch, just a hunch, mind you, that if we spend as much energy wrapping our hearts around that little gem as we do comparing ourselves with other people, we'd have just the most amazing life. What do you think? I don't do this very often on this program, but I just want to read something that I've always found really powerful. It's the first chapter of the Bible, the first chapter of Genesis. And stick with me because it's just such a great read. God is a God of new beginnings, and Genesis chapter 1 is the very first new beginning in all of time, in all of history. Something awesomely, something wonderfully new. Have a listen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning on the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made an expanse, and he separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And so it was. God called the expanse the sky. And there was evening, and there was morning on the second day. And then God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees of the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning on the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark the seasons and the days and the years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And so it was. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars, and God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth and to govern the day and the night and to separate light from darkness. And God saw it was good. And there was evening and there was morning on the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." And so God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning on the fourth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, "Let us make man. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, over all the creatures that move along the ground." And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over all the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature. I give you every seed-bearing plant. Everything is yours." And God saw what he made, and it was very good. It's a great story, and, you know, right at the beginning, there was nothing. God created all this stuff from nothing, things that we take for granted. From darkness, he produced light. From chaos, he created order. Not some boring, boxed-up order. No, not that. Variety and seasons and oceans and countries and years and days and crazy things that fly and things that swim and things that live on the ground. He put life into the creation. On top of all of that, he put you and me in his image in the middle of the creation, and he said, it's all yours. Now, what does that tell you about God? God is so creative. He produces this universe teeming with life and variety and abundance, an expanse so great we can't even see it or comprehend it, and so complex we can't understand it. And on top of that, he gives it to us. God is a God of new beginnings, radical, huge, intricate, wondrous, surprising, powerful. I love to look at God's creation. I love to watch the shows on TV about the galaxies or about the animals or volcanoes or the weather. God is a God of outrageously new beginnings. And you might say to me, Bernie, what does that mean to me here and now? That's a really good question. Because our circumstances, the things that trap us, they seem so huge and so powerful. If there's a difficulty between husband and wife in a marriage, it's like being in prison. They can look at each other and think, no one can ever change this. Maybe you're someone with a deep sense of fear or inadequacy, and it just plagues you all your life and think, no one can ever change me. Maybe you, like me, have made the same mistakes over and over and over again. And you think, I know I keep making this mistake, but no one can ever change me. I can't fix it. You know what happens? We think that those circumstances are so powerful that we live our lives believing that nothing and nobody can ever or will ever change them, right? Wrong. God is a God of new beginnings. So powerful, so vast, so beautiful, so abundant that words can't begin to describe them. What do we think? Do we think he can create all of that, but he can't help us? The Apostle Paul wrote it this way. He said, if anyone has a relationship with Jesus, then they are a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. Wow. We're going to unpack that in the next couple of days on the program. But God's heart is to make you and me a new creation, to throw the old stuff out and say we are new and fresh and we have a life. Father, I pray for anyone who is struggling with the past today, anyone who is struggling with their circumstances today, anyone who is struggling with their relationships today, because your promise, Lord God, is that you are a God of new beginnings. And when we look at your creation, we look at the works of your hand, we see the power and the wonder and the magnitude and the beauty. Lord, we see you. And Father, we invite you into our lives, especially into those parts of our lives where we need a new beginning. Father, you are the God of new beginnings. Come into our lives and give us those new beginnings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I ask you, do you need a new beginning in your life? Well, let me encourage you. Believe in the God who sent his Son, the God of new beginnings. Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you become all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to your inbox, where you can choose to read it, listen to the message, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's word is the power to change. It's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.